Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for December 24th, 2018. I'm Rich Straffolino. The U.S. House of Representatives passed H.R. 4174, the Foundations for Evidence-Based Policymaking Act of 2017, which requires public information to be open by default to the public in machine-readable formats. On Saturday, the Senate passed a resolution to resolve two amendments to the bill approved by the House, which limited the act to larger agencies and provided some exemptions for the Federal Reserve. The bill now awaits the president's signature before going into law. TechCrunch reports that Uber has reached a tentative settlement with drivers in individual arbitration over employment status. The settlement would pay out 11 cents per mile driven for Uber, but would not address payments of expenses related to driving raised in the initial lawsuit. The settlement requires an unspecified number of the 160,000 drivers in arbitration to accept the offer before becoming effective. Driverless car startup Zoox received the first permit in California to transport passengers in their vehicles as part of the Autonomous Vehicle Passenger Service pilot. The permit requires Zoox to have safety drivers on board and cannot charge for rides, as well as provide the California Public Utilities Commission with incident reports, passenger mileage, and safety protocols. For those not familiar with Zoox, the company raised $800 million in venture funding since 2015 and plans to launch a fully autonomous, all-electric ride-hailing fleet by 2020. Paul Thurrott reports that, according to sources, Microsoft will release webcams in 2019, including at least one 4K camera with support for Windows 10 and Xbox One. The camera would support Windows Hello on PCs and sign users in automatically on Xbox One, similar to the original Kinect that shipped with the system. Sources say a more enterprise-focused camera will be introduced as well. Slack issued an apology after the company inadvertently blocked some users in an attempt to comply with U.S. trade embargoes and economic sanctions. The company reiterated that any blocks were based on location information from IP addresses and that the company does not block users based on nationality or ethnicity. Huawei announced the expansion of their contactless payment service, Huawei Pay, to Russia. This marks the first expansion of the service outside of China. Huawei Pay will initially be available to UnionPay cardholders banking with either Gazprombank or the Russian Agricultural Bank on select Huawei handsets. And finally, the North American Aerospace Defense Command confirmed that despite the current partial U.S. government shutdown, NORAD tracks Santa will still be available on Christmas Eve. Now in its 63rd year, the Santa tracker relies on 1,500 volunteers and had budget approved earlier this year by the Department of Defense. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com or in your podcaster of choice. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.